This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello and welcome to the 1912 Exiles podcast, the Newport County podcast made by the fans for the fans. I'm Jamie and well, we love scoring four against Harrogate, it seems. After last night's 4-1 win up north, Ian supplied us with a matchday diary that we felt really couldn't wait until next weekend to share. But first, as always, we want to thank the listeners who have contributed a few pennies through our Ko-fi account. So thanks to our regular contributors, Daniel Hirini, Hamid Beladabadi, Martin Kings and the Rosehead Exiles WhatsApp group, Hoyligan, Mark Williams and Billy Punk. Now, if you want to chip in with a few quid and a comment, there is a link in the show notes. If you can't, no problem at all. Just help us promote what we do over on social media at 1912 Exiles, wherever you are. Right, you don't need me to waffle on too much here. I'm just going to let our man on the Northern Beat, Ian Street, take you on a little journey through Yorkshire on a Tuesday night. Ian, over to you.
Hello and welcome to the North! Today it's classic, right? This is the first time, I think, this season I've actually gone north from where I live. So none of this southern rubbish. We're going proper north today. So I've caught the short up, half an hour on the train, after work, up from Leeds to Harrogate. Now, we've had some big games recently, haven't we? United and all that jazz, Wrexham and all that stuff. Never mind all that, this is the proper stuff. Division 4, Harrogate away on a Tuesday night. This is what it's all about. This is the proper lifeblood. The proper lifeblood of watching the port. A glamour fixture. So Harrogate, for those who don't know it, it's a lovely place to be fair. For those of you down in Newport, think about Bath, right? This is the Bath of the North, I would say. And it's a posh town, to be fair. I'm going to have to whisper because, you know, I might be drummed out. It's a posh place. Beautiful Georgian architecture. Gareth Southgate lives here. Micah Richards, you know. Basically, if you've got money in the North, you live here. that's the deal, which is why I don't. so we've just had a nice bit of pre-pie tapenade in some little bar and a bit of red wine, because that's how they roll in Harrogate. And we're now walking out to the ground. Couple of little gripes before we get onto the positive stuff. Ed, on the last pod, has already sort of mentioned about the fact that no tickets on the day. What is that about? What other industry in the entertainment business would say, I've got hundreds of spare seats, but you can't come in on the day? Who would do that? It's madness. I just can't get my head around it. The other issue for me with this, it's a Tuesday night, fair enough. this game was rearranged because of the United match, but this game was originally scheduled for a Friday night. Now, that is madness. Friday night is one of the furthest trips we have to do. Why are we having it on a Friday night? And this to me says clubs basically are not caring about the fans. And if the clubs don't care about the fans, why should the fans care about the clubs? It's an issue for me. But that's my negatives out of the way. I'm really looking forward to tonight. We're the two form teams in the division. I know we both lost on the weekend, but most pundits had us down for relegation or fighting relegation. Both of us are doing well this year, so I think it'll be a good game. Hopefully our midfield will get its act together after Saturday's shambles at MK Dons. But I'm looking forward to it. It is quite cold tonight, to be fair. And I'm just thinking back to last season when I came here. And it shows how much can change in a season. So last season, it was a lovely sunny day. Robbery was in charge. We played peak Robbery ball and were 4-0 up at half-time. I don't think that's going to happen tonight. I think it's going to be a tough gig. However, I'm walking out to the ground now. And Harrogate, one of the things that's lovely about it is it's got all the way around it, it's got this green area called the Stray. So there's an area that I think was set aside by one of the monarchs and said you can't build on it. It's got to be there for, like, you know, the benefit of the town and all this sort of stuff. So you've got this beautiful green area all the way around the town. So we're going to walk through town now. We're going to cross the Stray and out to the ground and see if there's been more than about 20 of us have made the journey. So we'll have a look in a minute. My mate Nathan's with me, who normally would be found at Ellen Road. So we might see if we can graft him onto the pod in a bit and see what he makes for Division 4 football. But we're gonna slip out to the ground, see what the gig is. Right, so we're in the ground. We've got across the Stray. Strangely, they've done a bit of work since I was here last season. Right, so basically the ground is effectively a non-league ground. I mean, it only came up 3 years ago, didn't they? They are improving it, they're doing work on it. But we're down the side today, so all down one end, all down one side. It's a terrace, covered terrace. Down the far end, they've got a covered home terrace. Across the other side, they've got three elements of their stand. One's absolutely tiny, the executive suite with nobody in it. And the Black Ship Brewery stand, you know, it's just all yellow seats. And then what would be the away end normally is a mixture of seats and a bit of a terrace. They've got the loudest PA in the world for the smallest ground in the world. So teams are in. A little bit of a surprise here. So we've got Townsend in goal. Clark, Jameson, and Baker as a back three, I would suggest. Payne's in. Lewis as the fullbacks. Then we've got Wilding, Bennett, and Morris in the middle. Zanzala in for Seb, and Evans up front. So presumably we're playing 5-3-2. On the bench, Maxted, Drysdale, Waite, Bright, Seb Palmer Holden, Jepcott, and Bonswell. So we've beefed up the midfield a bit, but that's quite a bit of a surprise with Zanzala coming in for Seb. Ollie's here, he's made the long trip up from South Wales. Ollie, what are you thinking about today?
It's definitely interesting. I think if you look at the performance we had against MK Dons, something in the midfield definitely had to change. I'm a massive fan of James Wade. I love the fact he's come from the Welsh Premier League and we're sort of cultivating Welsh players, but you could see with a sore thumb on Saturday and he was sort of getting bossed about the park a bit too much. So to bring in that mixture of Wilding in front of Morris and Bennett is definitely the right option. As you said, strike is a little bit interesting, but I feel it's important to have that rotation so the likes of the Seb Palmer Holdens and the Evans don't get too tired. So it's certainly interesting. It's going to be a tough game, we know that, but we're up for it, they're up for it, so let's go for it.
Yeah, and I'm quite interested because at the start of the season, I think both us and Harrogate were probably tipped to go down, right? Yeah. And yet at the moment, despite the fact we both lost Saturday, we're two of the form teams in the division. So we're both punching well above our weight, I would say. So I think it's going to be a tough gig for us today. I'd take a draw. What are you thinking? I'm going to go for a 1-1 today, and I'm going to go for Zanzala to score, right? 1-1 Zanzala. What about yourself, Ollie?
I've got some of the Ian Street optimism in me. I've gone 2-1 County, yeah. I've gone Seb, and I've gone James Clark. He's been teasing a goal for the past two games now. I reckon tonight he gets it.
So you're going to go like Clark from a corner, and then Seb to come on second half and bag it?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Love it. Right, we'll catch up in a bit. Right, teams are out. We're playing in all white. Obviously, that's fair enough tonight because Harrogate are in yellow and black. So there would be a clash. So I'm happy with that. I'm all right. The curmudgeon is happy. Ollie, though, has turned up in the all black kit. He's still lost from the Milton Keynes seats with all grey seats. So hopefully we'll be able to see each other tonight. Right, Coco's coming out. Here we go.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
As the Seven Nation Army hammers its way out of the PA, to be fair, there is more here from the port than I was thinking. I don't know what the official thing is, but I reckon there's 150 here tonight. I reckon, so that's a really good following to Harrogate on a Tuesday night. Fair play. Right, they've given it the huddle. Can we get something in? You know, win today, we're right in the mix for the playoffs. Let's see how we go. Yeah. 10 minutes in, we've settled well here. We've settled the better, I would say. No clear-cut chances at either end. We're passing the ball a little bit more than we have done, which I saw us last. Getting a little bit of width. Oz is looking decent up front, and we've had a few half chances from like corners and crosses. But we've definitely settled the better, and we are the more attacking side, I would say. Best chance so far of the first half. We've had a few corners. Scouts whipped that in to the near post, running across. I'm not sure he was running across. Got his head to it. Bit like Van Dijk for Liverpool against Chelsea at the Caribou Cup. Got his head to it, but he's put it past the far post. Really good opportunity, that. Another really good chance from a corner swung in. We've got a clear head to that. Put it past the post. Ah, frustrating. Another chance there. We're causing all sorts of problems from corners here. Got the head to that. Keeper's got down. Got a save. We think we're going to stick it in on the 6-yard box. They've hiked it away. We're causing them all sorts of problems from corner kicks, getting the ball swung into the middle. We've dominated. I don't know how much we're in. What, 20 minutes in? Half an hour in? We are dominating this half so far. We should definitely be in front.
It is penalty.
It's a penalty. Played the ball up. Got the header down. Wilding running onto it. Just got ahead of it. And he's brought him down on the edge of the box. There's five lights on phones in the home end attempting to put off the spot taker. I'm not sure that's going to work. Obviously, Bogle's not here. So Will Evans, can the milkman deliver? Here we go. Running up. Taking his time. He's taking a good long run up, which I like to see. Come on! Get in there! 1-0, the milkman delivers again! Absolutely deserve this. One up. 2-0! It's just like last year. We're running riots in the first half. Absolutely brilliant. Ball in. The keeper's made a magic save.
Zanzala.
Keeper made an incredible save. It might have even come back off the post. We've had another goal. It's come across. And Ossie Zanzala back in the starting lineup has tucked it away. He's played really well first half, to be honest. Really good. We are on it. Oh, honestly, thought I was game over. Lovely move there. Oz held it up, took his player on, rolled it across. While they pushed out to Payne. Payne's in loads of space on the far side. He's chipped it into Will Evans, got his head on it. It's in! Just gone past the post. That had 3-0 written all over it and game over. As it is, heading towards half time, still two up. Whistle's gone for half time, 2-0. That is as good as an away performance in a first half as I've seen for a long time. Really good reaction to the bit of a shambles at MK Dons. Obviously, MK Dons are a better team than Harrogate, but we have been on the front foot throughout, even when we took the lead. We stayed on the front foot, went two up, stayed on the front foot. Could have had three, could have had four. To be honest with you, though, it's a poor performance based on last year when we were 4-0 up at half-time. We're only two. Ollie, what do you think?
It's definitely been talking to you from Saturday. You can see, I don't know, obviously it's been a good performance. We're 2-0 up. But you look at the team, the formation, the stability. We're happy to pass the ball about. We're happy to give them a match. It's a totally different team in terms of confidence and the scoreline reflecting. You can't say it's undeserved. Harrogate, okay, they've had their chances, but I don't think they've been anything impressive. Certainly not playoff material, but 2-0 up, you can't complain.
I would also say a big shout out to Kyle Jameson at the back and Zanzala at front. They both looked fit. They both looked sharp. They both looked on it. Ozzy's got a goal, but Jameson's been playing really well at the back as well. Would you agree with that all?
Yeah, for two players who have had numerous injuries this season and have sort of been top and change with the side, you've got to credit them for coming in and not really putting the foot wrong. So fair play to the two lads.
Yeah. Now the big news today really is I'm here with my mate Nathan, who is normally to be found at Ellen Road, whisper it, you know, Leeds fan, but he come with me tonight to a bit of Division 4 football. He has put a bet on £20 at 30-1 for Newport to win 3-1 with Will Evans to score. So he's looking good so far. That's all he's interested in. But Nathan, what have you thought of Division 4 football?
It's end-to-end stuff, isn't it? I think Newport played a great game so far. Really positive when they came out and really high press game. What's most impressive though, the fans coming out and filling the stand at Tuesday night in Harrogate, 5 hours from home. I mean, it's really amazing.
So the big thing for us is now we want to win, and I want us to be 3-1 with Nathan to get his God knows how much money he's going to win. So that's the big thing for us. Right, we're going to go find some Bovril or what have you, and then we'll be back second half. I've not even finished me Bovril, and we're three up. Oz is on a hat trick. All of you doubters who are giving him ass up because he's not match fit, Cocko has played a master plan. He's put Seb on the bench. Oz is playing for a contract. He stuck two away. We're laughing. Three up. My mate Nathan is now absolutely sweating because he's got the 3-1 bet on. My mate's cashed out. He's got £100 cashing out. Unbelievable. He can come and watch us every week because we're playing like Brazil. Oz has been substituted. He's had an absolutely brilliant game, to be fair. He's looked right on it. But obviously he's just come back from injury. Fair play to Cocko for making the call and putting him in. And Sepam Holden's on, which, to be honest with you, it's going to cause them some problems if we can get the ball. If we can keep getting the ball forward like we are doing, you can see more goals coming here. Holden! Oh, Sepam Holden! And just like that, it's the same as last year. Oh, I can't believe it. I'm going to come back to this in a minute. Right, so
Can we play them every week? Last year, 4-0. Currently, 4-0. Beautiful interplay between Seb Baumholden and Evans. Seb put it on the left-hand side of the box. There's nothing on. He's cut inside his man. Stuck it in the far corner. A brilliant finish by a mate from Leeds, who's already won £100 by cashing out on us, has also put a bet on. What was your bet there?
Next scorer for Seb.
He's put a bet on. Tenner, next scorer, Seb Baumholden, who's just scored. What have you won for that?
Another £100.
My mate is £200 up here. He needs to come every single week, and we can spend the winnings on red wine, cheese, and charcuterie. Right, so about 15 minutes ago, Harrogate have already made all of their subs, and we're now making a few more. So we've got Jetcock coming on for Evans, and James Waite, who's not covered himself in glory, but he couldn't get a better opportunity than this, coming on from Aaron Wilding. Just as I said, they have not forced us to make a single save all game. We didn't save that, but they've stuck one in the corner. It's 4-1. But I was just chatting to Ollie, and I was saying, this is genuinely the most complete away performance I've seen in a long time. And Ollie was saying, possibly the best performance all season, Ollie.
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking about this, always a risk with the Saturday, Tuesday turnaround, that if you play badly on Saturday, by the time Tuesday comes, you don't get that bounce back. And, you know, barring this goal we conceded, you can't really say of many a better comebacks after how we played on Saturday. So even with the goal, I think it's still been probably one of the best performances of the season.
Worth a trip to the North Hole.
100%.
Massive shout out to the Harrogate food stall. As the game is petering out, lads come up the... lad from the thing's come up with a load of hot dogs, and he's selling them off for £1 a go. Can't argue with that, can you? So with about 10 to go, Bright and Bunswell have come on. Payne and Jameson have gone on. So we've now switched to, we think, a 4-1-3-2, possibly, or a 4-4-2, depending on how you look at it. So it was quite interesting. All over, 4-1 win. Genuinely, that is as complete an away performance as you're ever going to see. Absolutely dominant from start to finish. The last 10 or 15 minutes was a bit more even after we made quite a few changes. But when the first 11 on the pitch, we absolutely bossed that game. Ollie, laughing all the way back to Newport. How are you feeling?
100% worth the trip, man. Can I come to the North every week?
Come up to the North every week. My mate Nathan, he's won so much money tonight, he could buy 10 Args wine off Coco, right? Brilliant. He needs to come every week. What a performance. Absolutely magic. Listen, stay safe, everybody, and I'll see you in another Northern town. All the best.
Well, what a ride we're on right now. I've said in recent weeks that we need to be extremely careful not to get carried away on a tough run of games. Let's not forget our next two fixtures are at home to first, Mansfield, and away to second in the league, Stockport. But we love to up our game against the better sides in this league. We've got Will Evans scoring 20-plus in the league. We've got Seb scoring. We've got Zanzala back. We've got Jeff Cotton-Bogle in the ranks too. And we've got Jameson coming back at the right time with Delaney facing some time on the sidelines. And as mentioned in Chris Cohen's articles in the South Wales Argus, this league is mad. We battered Walsall earlier this month at their place, and yet they're in the top seven. Notts County are on a terrible run of form, yet they dismantled us at home. We're 2 points off the playoffs. All of these teams are playing each other, taking points off each other. I'm still advocating us really to get through this tricky run in March 1st. You know, we're also at home to Morecambe. We're away to Wimbledon. We travel to Barrow. That's when, after all that, we can look at that run-in, which includes three of the final four and four of the final six games at home. Well, That wraps us up. Our thanks, as always, to Tinty and the Bucket Hats for our theme tune, to Ian for his stellar diary work, and to you all for listening. Until then, look after yourselves, look after each other, and above all, keep it Canty.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.